God bless you in Jesus' name. We thank God for another beautiful day like this, the 27th day of the month of November, year 2020. We appreciate the Lord for His mercy and His divine protection over our lives. We appreciate the Lord for His divine provision. We appreciate the Lord for His divine love. We appreciate the Lord for His great kindness over our lives. I just want you to appreciate the Lord wherever you are. I want you to begin to worship the King of Kings. I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord for protecting your life, for guiding you, for shielding you. Begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to worship the Lord. Yahweh, your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Appreciate the King of Glory. Appreciate the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore you. Father, we give you the praises. We thank you for your divine protection. We thank you for your divine cover. We thank you for fighting our battle for us. We thank you for the protection of the Holy Ghost around us. We thank you for the battalions of angels that surround us in the night. We thank you for fighting for us. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beloved, you are welcome to another wonderful day. You are welcome to this platform. You are welcome to this wonderful moment, a moment of divine change. And you are welcome to this prophetic decree or prophetic declarations. This may be your first time joining us. We want to say you are welcome. And if you have been following us since September 1st, God bless you in Jesus' name. I know the Lord has been doing wonderful things. I've been receiving a lot of testimony. Many people have been sharing testimony with us. Many have come to see us. Many have come to send their information across to us. Like today, I have seen a lot of people one-on-one sharing the testimony of what God has done through this prophetic decree. I bless the name of the Lord for this wonderful work of the Lord. I bless the name of the Lord for His greatness, for His loving kindness over our lives. We pray that God will do more wonders, more greater wonders in Jesus' name. I want you to be rest assured that whatever you have lost to the enemy, the Almighty God will empower you to recover them. The Almighty God will strengthen you to recover them. The Bible says that the people of the Lord were raided. They have their wives and their children in Ziklag, and David went for war. He came back with his people. They've taken their children, they've taken their wife, and their properties and their whatever they are were burnt down. Nothing with them. And the enemy has taken away all what they have. They have to encourage themselves. The Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord, 1 Samuel chapter 30. And he asked the Lord, what should I do now? Because people are planning to stone me. And God told him, you will pursue them. You will overtake them and you will recover them. And truly, David pursued, David overtook, and David recovered all. The Bible says, without missing, David recover all. He recovered all. So if David could recover all, you can also recover all. You can recover what the enemy have stolen from your aunt. You can recover what the enemy have stolen from you when you were in the womb. You can recover your husband, you can recover your wife, you can recover your job, you can recover your business, you can recover your position, you can recover your glory, you can recover your style, you can recover your virtue, you can recover everything that the enemy has stolen, you can recover your money. I'm just giving you that confidence because in this prophetic decree, by the power and the blood of Jesus, you will recover all. 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 The Almighty God spoke to Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 37. Look at these dry bones in the valley. And he saw them. They were very dry. And the Lord asked him, can this bone live? Ezekiel said, these ones are very dry. These ones are very dry. Nothing there. And God said, yes, they can live. But we are going to work together. You will prophesy to the dry bone and I will release what you have prophesied. You will speak to the dry bones and I will release what you have spoken. And that is just it. Ezekiel spoke to the dry bone. Ezekiel prophesied to the dry bone and Evan released what he was saying. And immediately the bones became a living soul, became a great soul. They become giant and become armies of the Lord. That is a sign. That is an indication that when you prophesy, you receive. By the time prophecy is coming upon you, you cannot do but receive, because the blessing of the prophecy will come upon your life. The blessing of the prophecy will transform you. The blessing of prophecy will lead you to the next level. The blessing of prophecy will propagate the glory of God upon your life. I speak now with the oil of a prophet upon my life. Get ready now. Something is about to happen. I command you now to receive favor you have never received before. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command your situation to change for the best. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command all that you have lost to the enemy, I command you to recover them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command your children that are in the captivity to be released. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command anybody that belong, anybody in your family that is in prison, to be set free. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that court case to favor you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command your pregnancy, I command that pregnancy to be easy for you to carry, and you carry to delivery. You will deliver the baby alive, and you'll be alive in Jesus' name. I command your husband to locate you now, you that you have not married. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command your wife to locate you now, you that you have not gotten a wife. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command your business to wake up again and revive. I command every part of your body that is sick now to receive resurrection power. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that child in psychiatric hospital to be deliver. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that possessed child be let loose and be delivered and be liberated. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that project in your hand to be fully completed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the property you want to sell, I command buyer to come to buy them and sell, and you will sell them. In the name of Jesus Christ, by this prophecy, they are happening like that. By this prophecy, they are coming to pass. I command all power troubling your marriage to disappear completely in the name of Jesus Christ. I command that the yoke placed upon your destiny, that yoke shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I command your joy that has been stolen, I command your joy to be returned back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I command your peace that has been stolen, I command your peace to be returned back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I command your star that has been stolen, I command your star to be returned back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I command your glory that has been stolen, I command your glory to be returned back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I command your marriage to be returned back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the heart of your children that have been stolen from you, I command it to be returned back to the children, and the children will love you back. In the name of Jesus Christ, every spell working against any member of your family, I break the power of that spell in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that has collected witchcraft to deal with you, I command such one to be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. The arrow fired against you from the village, I send the arrow back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that is eating your head at night, I command it to stop in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, God bless you, and I know God will continue to do more wonders as you are receiving this prophetic decree now in the name of Jesus Christ. Yesterday, I was talking about hidden curses. Curses are dangerous instruments in the realm of the spirit. They are one of spiritual entities that are very strong to combat and very strong to deal with. You must understand the mode operandi of the curses and how to deal with them. When we are talking about curses, we have categories of curses. But when we come to the area of hidden curses, we are talking about curses that are mysterious in operation, curses that are destructive in operation, curses that are difficult to break, curses that remain unknown, curses that are secret in nature, curses that are strange in operation. These are curses we refer to as strange or hidden curses. These are kind of curses that are automatically released when you perform some things. These are kind of curses that are automatically released when you dip your hand into something. These are kind of curses that are released by the spiritual law when you perform or you go against some other. These curses are there to be released when you violate some things. When you cause some things to happen, you find out this kind of curses are released into the life of such fellow. And unfortunately, when these curses are released, you are not aware. They begin to operate like cancer. They begin to operate like a destructive diabetes. They begin to operate in the life of someone to waste him. They can arrest that fellow like a cardiac arrest. Like they can arrest the fellow and waste the fellow in a day because they are secret killers. They are secret enemy. They are secret wasters. And you must not allow hidden causes to destroy you. Why? Because there are provisions in the Bible for you to overcome him. Jesus Christ has become a cause for you so that you will not be destroyed by hidden causes. It will not be very good that you allow hidden causes to waste your life or waste your marriage, waste your destiny, waste your business, waste your fortune because you do not understand how to operate it. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You shouldn't allow lack of understanding to destroy you. The Bible says the righteous is delivered by wisdom, is delivered by knowledge. You need to understand that. So causes like these that are hidden are very dangerous. Causes like these that are hidden are very destructive. Causes that like these that are hidden, they are very, very terrible in their operation. And I told you what could make a cause like this to be released. What could make what we call hidden causes, what could make them to be released. I cited some examples yesterday, and I thank God for those who have been calling me to tell me this, and I thank God for all that. They are very sincere, and they are getting solutions. I told you yesterday that my treatment of widows, my treatment of orphan, we always release this kind of causes. Abortion, we always release this kind of causes. Even if you pay money and sponsor abortion, you are not the one who did it, but you sponsor it, you pay money for it, it will release this kind of causes. Sex with your relation, you have a relative that your relations, whether your brother, your sister, and you are having a sex with that felon, it will make this kind of causes to be released into the life of that felon. Look at what the Bible said in Leviticus chapter 20 verse 19. The Bible says, and thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, nor of thy father's sister, for he uncovereth his next skin, they shall bear their iniquity, they shall bear their consequence. And if a man shall be with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered the word shall be, mean that sex with the uncle wife, he has uncovered his uncle nakedness, they shall bear their sin, and they shall die childless. And if a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing, he has uncovered his brother's nakedness, they shall be childless. You can see now what the Bible is saying. Can you see many of the causes of childlessness? Can you see why some people experience miscarriage and they could not even get solution? Can you see why some people will go for IVF and the IVF will not stand because there are hidden causes in place? When you have a sex with a members of your family, you have a sex with your uncle, you have a sex with your cousin, your father is having sex with you, you are having a sex with your father. I was told about a situation like that, the brother and sister, they are both from the same parent and they are having sex with each other, and the wife and the senior girl will be telling the junior girl, boy, that I'm owing you, but if I there is no money for me to pay, the only way for me to pay is that you come and have another round with me. And if that girl, if that boy comes, that's okay, you are owing me 20,000. Okay, how much will be one round? The girl will say it's 2,000 naira, and this boy will come and take one round, and they will remove 2,000 naira from the 20,000, make it 18,000 naira. After some time again, the boy will say, okay, my money remain 18,000 naira, I want to get it. And the girl will say, I didn't have 18,000 naira. This is a senior girl to that boy. He said, I don't have 18,000 naira. Okay, can you come and do another round? The boy will come again and commit another fornication with the sister, and they will remove another 2,000 there. After about 1 month, 2 months, the boy will come again and said, my sister, I need to collect my money now. My money is 16,000. The girl will say, okay, Shebi, you know what we have been doing. Come and do another rounds. And that was going on. Can you imagine that? And that is increasing iniquity. And that is making them to go through suffering because of this particular thing. That is why I tell people, you need to understand something. You need to know that situations that you are facing, somebody has faced it before. But thank God, because they could come out and they could receive their deliverance, and they are now free, and they could walk without any guilt in their heart. That can release hidden causes in the life of someone. deliberately watching the nakedness of your parents. Your parent is sleeping in the room and you are peeping through the hole to watch nakedness of your parents. It will attract hidden curses upon your life. Worshipping of idol, that is idolatry. It will attract hidden curses upon your life. When you rape somebody or you gang rape somebody, it will attract hidden curses upon your life. When you are taking undue advantage of the hopeless and helpless fellow, like I told you yesterday, this guy is helpless and you are taking a due advantage of that fellow, it will attract hidden curses upon your life. When you come in, when you are practicing fornication, it will attract hidden curses upon your life. When you begin to partake in prostitution, it will attract hidden curses upon your life. When you have a sex with animal, you have a perversion, you are operating promiscuity, you are having sexual perversion, you are having oral sex, you are having anal sex, you are having terrible sex, you are leaking the manhood, and you are drinking the sperm, and these are terrible things. This will always make you to have these terrible causes. Pursue your destiny. You have male and female are having sex together. Female and female are having sex together. Homosexuality and lesbianism, and they are having sex with animal bestiality. This will also release the hidden curses upon people. And that is why you see many people suffering. They are going from one prayer to another, going from one mountain to another, going from one prophet to another, instead of them opening up so that the man could know how to deal with it. Because if you don't open up hidden curses, there is no way, if you don't open up what could trigger hidden causes, there is no way the man of God will know how to handle it. Because handling hidden causes must be strategical. You must handle it in a strategic way. There are strategic way of handling hidden causes. And if somebody is just praying general prayers, you find out that the more you pray, the more you attack in the dream. The more you are fasting, the more you attack in the dream. Disobedient and maltreatment of your parent, it will also trigger hidden causes. When you are deliberately doing evil, it will also trigger hidden causes. Falsehood and deception, it will trigger hidden causes. Wearing occultic materials, it will trigger hidden causes. Involvement in occultic, in the occult, it will trigger hidden causes. When you get involved in the occult, it will trigger hidden causes. Violations of covenant, you have entered into a covenant and you are violating it. Unfortunately, there are some covenant people enter in the dream and they never knew they enter into that covenant, but naturally violating it will trigger a curse. In your family, there are some things they don't eat, and they told you they don't eat this thing in the family. They told you our ancestors don't eat it. When you eat that thing, you violated that covenant, and it will release curses upon your life. They have told you this one, that you must know that there are ways you must undo it. Before you start eating those items, there are some prayers you must do. There are some renunciation you must do before you are qualified, because you are also part of the children from that family. And they've told you that our ancestor, they have a part, they have a covenant with the devil. They have a part, they have a covenant with the river. They have a part, they have a covenant with idol. And so we don't eat this one. We don't eat okra. We don't eat fish. We don't eat local egg. We don't eat local chicken. You cannot just go and eat it. When you eat it like that, you violate that covenant, and it releases. And immediately like that, it releases a strange and hidden curses against your destiny. Beloved, when you are doing all this, it will make you to be laboring under hidden curses. There are a lot of people now laboring under hidden curses. Unfortunately, they've not known that you need to identify it. And there are ways you need to deal with it before it can remove its load and yoke upon your life. When you are buying fake material to do a project, and that project eventually leads to death of people, and you buy fake material to do a building project, and after about 10 years, after about 5 years, or about 2 years, that building collapsed and people died, and you are aware, you knew that you use fake material to do this project, it will trigger hidden causes against your life. You look at a pregnant woman and you decided to maltreat her. It will trigger hidden causes against your life. Beloved, if you have been operating under hidden causes, it is time for you to be delivered. It is time for you to be liberated. You may ask me, how can I be delivered? The first thing is for you to confess. The first for you to confess that sin. And number two is for you to repent of that sin completely. Number three is for you to do a restitution where restitution is needed. You need to restitute where restitution is needed. In that area, if you need our assistance, call us. We know, tell you how to do it, because it must be done by the wisdom and the leading of the Holy Ghost. Number four, you need to really identify that kind of cause operating in your life. How does it operate? What do you observe in your life? Are you observing some terrible things? Are you observing that things are not working very well? Because when you are under hidden causes, nothing will work. Helpers will be far from that person. There will be continuous and constant miscarriage. That person will be hated wherever he go. When he's qualified for promotion, they will demote him. That person will be having some sicknesses that cannot be medically solved. That person can be sacked in his place of work for not doing anything. He will have inability to sustain good things. He will enter into marriage, and that marriage will not last. That person will be finding himself that things are not working very well. His health will be having, he will be suffering his health. He will have about three, four, five children, and none of them will be able to marry. And they have gone to the age of marriageable age, but they cannot marry because there are hidden causes working upon them. Or sometimes we notice sudden insanity of one or two of the children. It will notice that some of the children or the children just go down in the academics. It will notice that they are not working well. It will notice evil pattern. It will notice the pattern of sickness, the pattern of infirmity, the pattern of sudden death. It will begin to see people dying at their prime age. It is the outworking of hidden causes. That person can start a business, and within 6 months, the whole business will collapse and be wasted. You can borrow money, and that money will be wasted just because there are hidden causes working against that fellow. That fellow will become a victim of accident because of hidden causes working against that fellow. That fellow will be seeing himself traveling abroad in the dream, but never be able to travel abroad physically because there are hidden causes. That person can even find himself, they can cook it. Oh, and one way or the other, find himself traveling physically now, package himself, look for where to get himself out of the country, but he will come back without anything because there are hidden causes, and hidden causes will travel with you wherever you go. He will find himself having some internal disorder. He will find himself dreaming of seeing himself in the village. He will find himself not making anything. There will be heaviness and dizziness, insomnia, headache, and migraine every time. The fellow will be having mysterious and terrible dreams. These are outworking of hidden causes in the life of someone. Are you undergoing this kind of a thing? Are you experiencing this sign? Are you finding out that things are not working? Now it is time for you to pray. When you notice that, you must confess them. You must repent of that sin. You must do a restitution. Then you must identify that kind of cause. You must now begin to renounce all evil that you have done. Renounce them one by one. List them down and begin to renounce them. There are people that I have seen people who have aborted for 20 times, aborted for 21 times. And abortion is what we call murder. It's just a matter of listing it down and begin to confess. God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for this one. I confess this one. I confess what I did here. I confess when I was in school. I confess when I was here. And God will be looking at your sincerity. God wanted to see your sincerity. God wanted to see your faithfulness. God wanted to see how you are ready to receive that forgiveness, and he will forgive you in Jesus' name. Then immediately you have done that, then you now begin to deal with that cause. Deal with that cause. Deal with that cause. No matter they are, deal with the causes one by one. Then bind the forces or the power behind the causes. Bind them and cast them away from your life. Then begin to pronounce blessing upon your life. Begin to prophesy blessing upon your life. You will notice immediately that your life is getting new dimension. You will notice the arthritis is going. You will notice the pain in the bone is going. You will notice all the pain you are having around is going. You will notice people are now loving you. You will notice people are now trying to help you. Why? Because now hidden causes have been broken. Are you under the yoke of hidden causes? May you be free today. May you be liberated today. May you be delivered today in the name of Jesus Christ. Every hidden cause that is contending with your glory, every hidden cause that is contending with your marriage, every hidden cause that is contending with your destiny, I command them now, be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil in your hand now. I'm going to pray on that oil. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, if you cannot get the oil, get a bottle of water. They are all faith material. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command this faith material in the hand of your children to carry the power of the Holy Ghost. use to carry the fire of deliverance, to carry the blood of Jesus. I pray now they shall become an instrument of fire. They shall become an instrument of power. They shall become yoke-breaking instruments. They shall become an instrument of healing. Resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ shall enter into this oil, and they shall become the oil of power. Through this oil, there shall be demonstration of signs and wonders. There shall be demonstration of the mightiness of God's power in the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke that this oil and this water touches, it shall be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I want you to anoint your head now. Anoint your head, and you pray very well. Say, every cause of backwardness working against my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause of backwardness working against my destiny, break, break, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause of backwardness working against my destiny, break, 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 break in Jesus' name we pray. Can you take the oil now and anoint your two ears? Anoint your two ears now. And pray this prayer very well. Say, powers attacking my ears. In the name of Jesus, powers attacking my ears. There, in the name of Jesus, powers attacking my ears. There, in the name of Jesus, powers attacking my ears. There, in Jesus' name we pray. I command every deaf ear open, 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 open in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the deaf ear open in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, you will notice that you are hearing very well now. Now, take the oil now and anoint your chest. Anoint your chest very well. And lay your hand upon it and pray this one very well. Say, strange arrow, fire into my heart. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Strange arrow, fire into my heart. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Strange arrow, fire into my heart. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and drink it now. Drink a little of the oil. Aha. And you now shout louder. Say, every hidden curse working against my well-being, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden curse working against my well-being, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden curse working against my well-being, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden curse working against my well-being, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden curse working against my well-being, break in Jesus' name we pray. I command you to be delivered from that captivity in the name of Jesus Christ. I command your breathing to be normal in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take the oil and anoint your stomach and lay your hands upon it now. Aha. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say, any curse affecting my health, break in the name of Jesus. Any curse affecting my health negatively, break in the name of Jesus. Any curse affecting my health negatively, break in the name of Jesus. Any curse affecting my health negatively, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Any curse affecting my health negatively, break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two hands now. Poverty is a curse. Backwardness is a curse. Failure at the head of breakthrough is a curse. You are going to anoint your head. Say, every curse of failure at the edge of breakthrough in my hand, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of failure at the edge of breakthrough in my hand, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of failure at the edge of breakthrough in my hand, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of failure at the edge of breakthrough in my hand, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of failure at the edge of breakthrough attached to my hand, break now, break now, break now in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your two legs now. Anoint your two legs and shout it like that. Say, invisible chain binding my legs together, break in the name of Jesus. Invisible chain of darkness binding your leg together, break in the name of Jesus. Invisible chain of darkness binding your legs together, break now, break now, break now, break now. Invisible chain of darkness binding your leg together, break now, break now in Jesus' name. Pray. Shout this prayer loud and say, every curse working against my moving forward, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my moving forward, break now, break now in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my moving forward, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my moving forward, break now, break now, break now, break now, break In the name of Jesus, every cause working against my moving forward, break now, break now. In Jesus' name, say every cause assigned to bring me down from the ladder of success, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause assigned to bring me down from the ladder of success, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause assigned to bring me down from the ladder of success, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause assigned to bring me down from the ladder of success, break in Jesus' name. Pray the causes that is working against your progress in life shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The causes that is causing miscarriage shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The causes that is making you to experience poverty is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I command your release. I command your release. I command your freedom. 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 In the name of Jesus. As you wake up today, you wake up into a newness of God's power. As you wake up today, you wake up into God's power. As you wake up today, you wake up into God's favor. As you wake up today, you wake up into divine attention of God. As you wake up today, you wake up being celebrated. As you wake up today, you wake up being decorated in the name of Jesus Christ. As you wake up today, you shall have an encounter with the God that changes situation in the name of Jesus Christ. As you wake up today, your destiny helper shall be looking for you. As you wake up today, your destiny helper shall be looking for you. As you wake up today, your destiny helper shall be looking for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Situation of your life shall change for good. There shall be testimony. Within the next few days, you will call me that God has answered your prayers. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we thank you for answering our prayers. We give you all the glory. Let your name be exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to me, you can still contact me on my phone. Send SMS to me or send information on the WhatsApp. It will get to me. My phone number remains 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. You can WhatsApp me. You can send SMS. Then we can be able to discuss. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinla. God bless you.